What's up, movie nerds? Welcome back to Screen Bros, the only podcast where two guys talk about movies like we're at a bar, but with slightly less spilled beer. I'm Josh.
I'm Justin, and today we are diving into two cinematic masterpieces, and I really, truly use that word loosely.
No, that you truly believe that.
No. I mean, maybe one of them, Clue. But
oh, I was going to say the other one.
Oh, the other. we watched the movies Clue and Vampires Suck. Now, we were going to watch the movie Lamageddon, like we said in the last episode. But after just hours of searching and trying to find anywhere we could watch it, the movie doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
It's not on any streaming platform. I swear to God, it's a real movie. I watched it before, but it's not on any streaming platform. And now I look crazy.
Yeah, no, what happened, everyone, is that Justin took some medicine and imagined this whole thing and said it was a movie because I could never find it.
Listen, there was a sequel and it was called Alpocalypse. I never watched it. I wanted to watch it. Look, it was a real movie. But to make up for it, we watched a movie called Vampires Suck.
Let's get into it.
Welcome to the Screen Bros Podcast.
So, starting with our first one, Clue. 1988 Clue. Classic. The only time a board game adaptation didn't make me want to set the theater on fire. And I'm looking at you, Battleship. This is how you make a movie based on a board game. It's this movie right here.
And we're going to go into the broad sense of, like, you know, game to movie adaptations. There is a list of movies that we can go through that were atrocities.
Yeah, this is.
But for this movie, I was laughing my ass off the whole entire time. It was such a great movie.
This was a movie that would be on HBO a lot growing up. Mm-hmm. And people that don't know, HBO used to be on cable where you watch stuff on TV. And you had a guide to tell you when things were on. It wasn't just readily available.
You just scrolled and you were like, oh, okay, at 3 o'clock, I got to come back to this TV.
Right? Yeah, I was like, oh, 3 o'clock. Yeah,
guys. I have until 3 o'clock. All right, cool. I'm going to go do something until then.
Yeah, I'm going to go outside. But this was very nostalgic for me is when you just haven't watched it in a while. It's been a while since I watched this movie. And it's just, I feel like I've said this a lot about movies that maybe not everyone agrees that they're good, but this is one of those. It's good. It's a classic. I feel like it's a cult classic that a lot of people appreciated later on than versus when it came out.
Yeah. And that's kind of how, you know, cult classics really work is that it's unknown. And then all of a sudden, boom, out of nowhere. And like rightfully so, because this movie's cast is stacked.
Seriously.
This is the second time I've ever watched this movie. The first time was not that long ago. It was probably like a month and a half ago, first time watching the movie. Like, mm-hmm. I never watched Clue in the first time. Like, I was laughing my ass off. And I was still, it makes me think of that Psych episode where they did the whole entire thing about Clue. And now I'm just like, I was connecting the whole entire, like, just references. And I was like, oh, shoot, okay. And I was loving every second.
Oh, yeah. No, it's that episode is so much fun when you know the movie. And the fact that they were able to get some of them back was awesome to see Christopher Lloyd and Martin Mull. And I'm forgetting her name that plays Miss Scarlet.
Leslie Ann Warren.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Man, she looked good in the 80s.
Dude, like, honestly, like, yeah. You know, there's Madeline Kahn or Kahn or whatever.
Madeline Kahn.
But Leslie Ann, I don't know.
No, Madeline Kahn was just hilarious. You know, unfortunately, I'm pretty sure she died from cancer. But, I mean, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, come on.
Like, truthfully, And then seeing Christopher Lloyd, like a younger version like of him, I was like, whoa, okay. It was good to see him, like, in that sense.
Except for when I played the board game, I don't ever imagine Professor Plum Blumhouse. Professor Plum being so freaking horny. He's just grabbing asses like he's in a 90s HR training video.
Dude, for real. No, the amount of horniness levels and like the fact that Colonel Mustard was just like, brothels? Never heard of them. I'm like, all right, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
As he's like staring at you, man. I'm like, all right, Colonel.
Yep. And then, of course, Professor Plum, being the horny bastard he is, oh, I wonder, what's that place called? Like, dude, this is crazy.
Yeah, no.
The only one that's not really that horny is Wadsworth and Mr. Green.
Yeah, and Mr. Green, poor Mr. Green, dude. Dude, he's kidding. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. It wasn't. You know what? It really wasn't him.
It really actually wasn't. And if you haven't watched the movie, just go watch the movie. Of course, the spoilers is going to be here, but
I mean, it's been out. Did you figure it out
before they revealed it?
When I first watched it?
Yeah. Did you figure it out?
Well, granted, I watched it as a kid. Lo and behold, shocking. Probably what? Was a lot of things I didn't get as a kid now that I was like, oh my God.
A lot of jokes.
A lot of things went over my head, explained so many things about me. Honestly, no. Granted, I wish I could have watched it the first time as an adult, but
yeah,
I always liked that they did the three different endings as if you were playing the game.
Honestly, yeah. I believed ending A.
Oh, you okay.
I believed ending A. I was just like, yeah, that's it. And then it's just like, or it could have happened like this. I'm like, what?
I know, right? You don't expect me to do that first time.
It's like, this is how it really happened. I'm like, oh.
And just like Psych, they did that with different parts of the country at different endings.
Yup. And I love that part. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and if you haven't, the ending was great. I love just the nonchalant. I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
Which I'm like, at the beginning and the whole time, right? Like, oh, he's gay. Which. It was always the when he first reveals is like, well, I don't want anyone to out me with all the blackmail. And it's like, I'm a homosexual. And everyone gets uncomfortable. It's like, oh, gay panic, 80s. Freaking 80s.
Oh, and then just the revealing of, you know, the butler's wife's friends are just like, they're socialists. And everybody's just like, oh, who are you?
Yep, Red Scare.
Red, it's just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, the history, like, the setting of like the historical aspects, I always thought was really cool. Like, honestly, that was really the backdrop.
Really, and like, it's such a good movie because it's not taken seriously. They're all making it super goofy, and the random falling of like the unveiling of like the butler just like showing things and just like grabbing Oh, what's her name? No, it was Madeline. And then she just falls on the stairs and just everybody's falling in this movie. I'm like, oh, what the?
Yeah, Mrs. White. No, and you're right. I mean, Stan Cass, I mean, they're just eating it up. I mean, yeah, they don't take it seriously, but that's what makes it so great.
And that's it's a fun movie. I was having a great time. I was playing along. I was like, okay.
I know. It's like,
who is it?
Honestly, but like, probably my... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I clocked Christopher Lloyd was like sus. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, he's a horn dog.
Christopher Plunk. Like, he was sus, but also just like, oh, I swear he was dead.
I know.
He wasn't. I'm like, okay, got you.
Like, you're just, you're a doctor, but you're... therapist or psychiatrist, come on. Like, if someone goes, is there a doctor in the house, you're not gonna raise your hand.
No. Like, it's just like, everybody move, I'm a doctor. It's just like, whoa. Oh, pop the brakes there, guy. Like, you're not that guy. Guys, thing.
And then what else? One of my favorites is the singing telegram.
Yeah.
And then just like the silence and then just a gunshot just kills her. And then they go and check to see what the gunshot was about. They open the door. She's just laying there and they just shut the door like, well, there's another one.
Yeah, just like, shit. I'm like, okay. All right.
Oh.
It's like, oh, it's so good. It's such a good movie. And then just like seeing the cast, what they look like now. Boy.
Well, in Tim Curry's defense, he did have a stroke.
Oh, no, Tim Curry still looks great.
Well, it's Tim Curry.
It's Tim Curry. Come on.
Tim Curry is phenomenal in this. Wadsworth is awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Wadsworth was my favorite.
Right, and I didn't like the ending. Spoilers.
I didn't like the
ending. Where he's the one that did. I was like, no. I didn't like that one. That's my least favorite. Other than Mr. Green get to be the hero and say, I get to go home, have sex with my wife.
I sleep with my wife. And then like, wait, the song's just like,
yeah. It's like, yeah, Mr. Green.
Let's go, Mr. Green. It wasn't you. I knew from the beginning.
I was happy for him. He really didn't do it.
You didn't do it. Gosh dang. But freaking, oh, man. Yeah, no. Wadsworth just being the bad guy in the end. I was like,
No thanks.
Not my favorite.
No.
But when they said it was just like, it was me in the hall with the gun. I was like,
There it is.
So good. And he's just like, I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife. And I'm like, hell yeah. Just like, gosh dang.
See, but that's how you do a board game movie. You don't take yourself too seriously. Battleship.
Yeah, you.
Rihanna. Yeah,
no, like. Oh my god, okay, wait, hold on.
Sorry, no offense to Rihanna, it's just, and Liam Neeson.
Rihanna, like,
whoever the hell is in that movie?
See, the silence is loud. That's how much when we about Battleship.
You know what's funny? I've never even seen that movie. I just know that it sucks.
Really?
I've never seen Battleship. Okay. I'm just gonna rip on it because it looks like garbage.
Okay.
Don't defend it. You're going to defend it?
I'm not. No. Okay. There's one scene. Okay. That was just like, okay, it was badass.
Go ahead.
It was the one scene where it's just like, it was the last final scene where it was the fight scene between the aliens. That was it.
Oh, man. I know you're going to pick that movie soon just to spite me.
No, what? It's not on the list.
Well, I've got my next one because of what you picked as the alternative to the movie that doesn't exist.
Okay, listen.
You had in your dreams of a Llamageddon.
No, I was watching the movie before I started drinking Jameson.
Oh, okay, got it.
No, it was a real movie. I will go to my grave with this.
Well, this Clue is a good movie that I would recommend. It's got great rewatchability. Like, I lost track of how many times I've actually watched it in my life. Mm. Granted, it's been a long time, but it's just, it gives me Arrested Development vibes of how fast the jokes go. Like, you really have to pay attention.
It's quick. Yeah. They don't make it obvious.
Right. It's like very subtle. Exactly. Like, that's, I love that kind of humor. It's
like if you dumb, miss it, you miss it.
Right.
Like,
it's dumb humor for smart people.
Rick and Morty, basically.
Exactly.
Just like Rick and Morty vibes. Like, but I will say, like, when the game, okay, with Blockbuster, our favorite game, I gotta say, the quotes that we've been using for Clue, we have been missing it.
Oh, guys. Yeah, no, that's why I'm glad we watched it.
Yeah, I'm like, because it's like, frankly, dear, I don't give a damn. I'm like,
that's Casablanca.
Like, okay,
He does say that in Clue.
And it's like, but then we mix it. And then that's why we're just like,
Casablanca.
Yeah. It's just like, we do the same thing. Now I'm just thinking like, why not the final freaking line?
Right. Or one plus one plus two plus one. I always mess like that one up.
One plus two plus one.
Also, like when Colonel Mustard, who's kind of a, you know, for being a colonel, is kind of an idiot.
He was
a lovable idiot. Yes.
He was a lovable idiot.
Lovable idiot who went to brothels.
Okay, so he's not so lovable. I mean,
right.
Yeah,
that's a question. That's, you know, frowned upon, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, he was feeling every.
They were all just seriously. Yeah. I wrote down a lot in that there is so much horniness in this movie.
Like, even though Scarlett was, you know,
the madam.
Yeah, the madam.
She
was getting peeled up.
I know, and it was just like, Jesus Christ.
Like, yo, guys.
Like, back off.
It's like, she is not on work hours right now. Chill.
Yeah, you're, jeez.
She's here on other business, all right?
For sure.
The blackmail kind.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, there's just a lot of terrible, terrible people in that. Dude, in that house.
But yeah, just be like the whole entire scene was with the whole entire, like, is there anybody else in the house? That was pissing me off. Yeah. It got to a point where I'm like, okay, guys.
So is there isn't? What's the question?
Just like, what's the question again? Like, now tell me the answer. I will. What's the question again? I
love that. That was one of my favorite parts too. Tim Curry, man.
Tim Curry. Awesome thing. He was good in that episode of Psych, and he was good.
Yep. Yeah, I think everything he does is phenomenal. True. Even Muppet Treasure Island. Classic.
That is a classic.
He makes that movie.
Is that on the list?
That will be on the list. We're talking about it.
No, just like we're adding to the list.
Well, you know, you get to pick something that's not like garbage.
Okay.
Well, and exists. Shit.
And it exists, I swear. I'm not crazy. I was there, man. I saw the whole thing,
Armageddon.
It's real. The viewers will back me up. It's somebody out there has seen this movie, please. It's like, it's a real thing, I swear. Oh, my gosh. Ben, but as a backup pick, not a bad movie to go to. Vampire sucks.
Well, really, can we really quick just say, like, would you recommend Clue to people younger? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Right.
But, okay. So, like, I would recommend it if you've played the board game, like, and you love the board game, like, watch the movie.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, for the younger generation, they might take it way too seriously. Like, if they've never, like, they're expecting like some Knives Out type shit. Like, serious. But it's like, no. Clue is based off a board game. It's not meant to be taken seriously. And that's why.
And, you know, I'd be like, if you can just look past the sexual harassment, it's fine.
Yes. Okay. It was the 80s.
Well, so granted.
Like, that is no excuse. And I'm like, I know. I'm like, well, what do we do? It's the 80s. We lived it. I didn't live it.
I was 89, you bastard.
Well, shit. You know who did? David. Call him.
Barely.
But gosh dang.
No, it's
like, I barely am a 90s baby. Like, 99. I'm barely there.
Those were the good old days. Anyways, 72%.
We can't do sexual harassment and then say it was the good old days. We can't do that.
America. Woo! This is what we need. Be able to grab women's butts. Whatever I want. America.
America. That was Hollywood.
Woo. Woo.
That one guy in the back, just like, yeah.
Yeah. Are we the bad guys?
Just like, are we the problem?
But really quick, before we go to Vampire Suck, there was something this crazy moment. So the guy that plays Mr. Body doesn't last long, dead body. I was like, who the hell is this guy? Because I've never really seen him anything else. And I didn't even like really look him up. And then I'm watching the Saturday Night Live music documentary of like groups that have been on the show over the years. And they talked about this punk band. It's the first time this crazy, like, real punk band with punk fans in the audience mosh pitting. Can I even talk today? Doing a mosh pit. Edit that out. Mosh pit on SNL. And this group was recommended by John Belushi. Go figure. And the lead singer of that punk band is Mr. Body. It was the craziest thing. I was like, he was talking in their interview. He was talking about how John Belushi invited him. I'm like, that mom looks so familiar. And I look him up. Dude. Movies, Clue. I was like, no fucking way. Mr. Dude. Body. That it was this moment of like, I just watched Clue, had my notes on. I was like, I wonder who that is. And he shows up on the Saturday Night Live documentary.
Yes. And he showed up in Flashdance too.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Duff was the band.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All Duff featuring. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. So I was like, I was wondering because I've never seen, he didn't look familiar. And I was just like, okay, like a lot of these actors look familiar. Who the hell is this guy?
Right.
So okay. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Got that one part.
Yeah.
And he killed it.
Nice.
Thank you.
I think we can move on now.
We should definitely move on, please, for the love of God. Move on from the atrocity.
Let's go to a different atrocity of the 2000 to 2010 parodies.
It's the scary movie. Oh my gosh.
Whew. Do we have to talk about this?
Oh, absolutely. We have to talk about it.
Oh
my gosh. It is this movie. It is part of that 2010 time capsule, and it belongs in that time capsule.
It should stay in that time capsule.
It should come out. And because it is painful, yes, but it made up the 2010s. And what a time to drop it. You know, it's vampires suck. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is obviously making fun of Twilight and and just the whole entire thing. It's not making fun of vampires. It's making fun of Twilight.
And it is the so Twilight good. Parody nobody asked for, but made a ton of money.
And the sparkling alone had me crying. And, you know, honestly, the funny wordplay on, you know, Forks Washington.
Sporks.
I was like, let's go.
I laughed. I did laugh at that. I was like, fuck, that's good.
Forks Washington.
No, I'm giving a lot of crap, but I love a good 2000s parody movie, to be honest.
They're
so dumb, but it was so much fun to just like turn off the brain.
Yeah, like just turn off the brain, escape from just reality for a little bit, and have a dumb laugh. Because it's so good. But oh my gosh, the dad though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
The dad.
Creepy.
Creepy, yes, but honestly,
hilarious. I
watched it. Hilarious the whole time, and I forget the name of that actor, but gosh dang. Oh, what's his name? Hold on.
Yeah, I gotta look it up. I know. I was like, he's one of those, like, you know him, but you don't remember the name.
Yeah.
He's on the Drew Carey show.
Diedrich Bader.
There it is.
What else has he been in?
A lot.
Napoleon Dynamite, Surf's Up. The Starving Games, another parody of The Hunger
Psych.
He wasn't Psych. Yup. Oh, but gosh dang, this guy, I lose it every time at the front carrier scene, and it's just Bella. Well, not the parody of Bella. Becca. Yep. Just in the front as a team, just struggling to hang on, then just gets dropped.
Yeah.
Oh my.
He was so disturbing though. The part where it was like, oh, this is definitely like 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I was like, this is 2010. I'm thinking like, this has got to be 2007 with this line of when he was like, you're growing up, look at those breasts. I'm like, dude.
I'm like, yo.
I was like, good Lord, it's your daughter.
At that point, I understand her emo playlist. Like,
which
I hate life. The bite me.
Bite me.
The bite me. Like, I get it. Like, that is, I get why she hates
and then
life.
What was the teen angst mix?
Oh, yeah. The teen angst mix and just the bite me. Oh, I was like, okay. And then the I Hate Life, I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep.
But what a song to have in that I Hate Life. I was like, okay. Like, maybe back in 2010, I would have had this.
Oh, but no, for sure. And just to see the 100%. Classic iPod, I was like, oh, those days.
I was like, I wish somebody would have told me of this.
And then, you know, it's one of those, oh my God, these parody movies. It goes back to like the Naked Gun where she like comes out and she's got a big giant cactus. It's like those little things. I'm like, so stupid, but I'm still like laughing. Original, it's just a
tiny little succulent and then just a giant ass cactus. It's just the tiniest little detail. It's like, oh, yep, let's just add that. And then the part where it's, where, you know, you meet, the werewolf.
Jacob,
but I think it was, yeah, Jacob in this one, but freaking they're talking and then the guy in the wheelchair and him are just beating each other up.
Oh man. When I saw that the guy in the wheelchair was Ike Barinholtz, I was like, all right, yep. I'm in. Cause I like Ike Barinholtz.
And then, Ken Jeong.
Like, oh yeah. I was like, holy crap. Early Ken Jeong.
Yeah, so. Like you see these characters and like, oh my gosh, I think, the dad from Wizards of Waverly Place, I think. Yeah, the dad from Wizards of Waverly Place getting, you know, jumped by the Jersey Shore vampires.
Oh, that's who that was. Yeah,
the guy on the boat getting like, you know, he's just like, it's a karate! Like, beats the shit out of a vampire and their Jersey Shore for some reason.
Yeah, no. Oh my God. Ugh. I saw that. I was like, the Jersey Shore was a thing. And then it made me feel old because it showed Jersey Shore as it was like a contemporary, like relevant thing. And I'm like, oh boy, this is 2010. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah. Okay. Now when you really think about it and you go way back when, I'm like, oh, okay, that's why my knees crack. All right.
Yep. Also why people are terrible, because that was on television.
That was television. That was on. And, you know, part of it, let's be honest, I don't know if you picked it up, but, like, Edward being a little bit, you know,
racist? Okay, yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. No, before, okay. All right. No, let's unpack this one. Let's go back just a little bit before we go to Edward and see what Becca said to Jacob. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote this down. I was like, Jesus Christ. Crazy 2000s. He's like, oh, I went to school on the reservation. She goes, oh, it must be nice to drink and gamble all day. I was like, holy shit. Oh my God.
I was like, 2010. Woo! I
was like, oh my God.
Tropic Thunder Day.
She's the worst. But yeah, Edward's racist too.
Gosh dang.
I was like, is that on purpose?
Well, I mean, it's a 2010 parody, of course.
Good point. Yeah, you have to have, it's got to be racist.
A little casual racism.
Yeah, playful racism.
You gotta sprinkle it in a little bit, right?
Because at the first time, he like throws the Asian student in front of the car. I was like, what's the point of that? Yep. I'm like, okay. Yep. And I asked the question, is he racist? And later on the movie, I answered my own question. Yes, Edward is racist.
Edward is racist in this one. And it's just like, ah, man, of course, it's the whitest of white dudes.
Of course.
It would be a vampire that would be racist.
From Sporks, Washington.
From Sporks, Washington, of all places. Yes.
Oh, gosh, man.
Look, is Vampire Sucks a good movie? No. Not at all. But should you watch it?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. But, and gosh dang, it is such, it's just a, like you said, it's a dumb movie that you get to turn off your brain.
Right. Like, those parody movies, like Epic Movie, Disaster Movie, Scary Movies.
Superhero movie.
Haven't seen that one.
No, what?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to put it on the list. I have one.
I'll put it on the list.
Oh, I've got one you're going to be watching, which I don't know if you've ever seen this one, but this is the quintessential, in my opinion, the one I'm going to recommend for next week or a month later, depending on when we record. I know we always tell people, next week. You guys know We're not being straight on that one. We changed the movie. We were supposed to do Armageddon. Just go with it.
Look, we're here.
But I would say, like, the one that I'm going to recommend to me is The Quintessential, but this was pretty great to make fun of Twilight. And the crazy thing is I've only watched like 15 minutes of the first Twilight because I couldn't do it. They were pretty damn similar of how bad they were at some point. Okay, I'm just going to say.
As somebody who has survived all movies, the whole entire series.
I'm sorry.
That was a relationships doing.
Yep.
But can I never go back? No. Do I wish that I can go back to the days when I, you know, didn't waste my time?
Yeah.
It's just like, I can go my whole entire life without watching that movie and seeing that the ending was a whole entire dream. And I was like, great.
You're joking.
No. The whole entire fight scene at the end, the war, it was a dream.
Oh my God. It was a premonition.
I was pissed.
That is so stupid.
There was a recording. I'm like, okay, I gotta be committed somehow. And then just like that ending just ruined the whole entire series. And this movie just made it feel good just to make fun of it.
Yeah.
Just from the get go. And I love that. Just like, there was one part that I did laugh at just more than I needed to. Was the part where it's just like, I know who you are. You're pale skin, all this. You're a Jonas brother. He's like, yes. He's like, yes. Wait, no. I'm a vampire. I'm a killer. And then just pulls out a gun and shoots Alice.
Yeah, okay. So that's Alice in Wonderland, right? Because I was wondering, is that Alice in Wonderland?
She's like, oh, there's a little rabbit. Where'd you go?
Okay.
And then just gets shot. And then.
I missed the rabbit part, but I was like, the dress, the whole is like. Alice in Wonderland?
That's Alice.
Why?
That's 100%.
That's what I was like, why though?
And then he turns back, texts, is just like, are you even listening? No, I'm on my phone texting. And then looks, Edward's so yummy. Throws it and hits, of course, 2000. Of course, that person didn't directly fall in. She climbed herself back up and then got hit and fell again. That's classic scary movie. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch the PG-13 version or the extended R cut?
I watched the extended R cut.
Oh, damn. I watched the PG-13 version.
Oh,
that means I have to watch it again.
You gotta watch it again.
Damn it. I'm not that angry about it.
You're not.
I like the jokes that kept on going when the dad was like, oh, damn Kardashians.
Damn Kardashians. I love that. It was just like, of course, you blame it on the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah. You should. Everyone should blame it on the Kardashians.
Oh, 100%.
I blame a lot of things on them.
Just like, can we blame the social degradation of, you know, everything on the Kardashians?
I think that's where it can start.
Yeah. I agree with the dad, even though he's creepy as hell. I agree with him.
I think from now on, anything that goes wrong for me, I'm going to just blame the Kardashians. Damn Kardashians. I stubbed my toe. Kardashians.
Gosh, damn you.
Damn you, Kardashians.
Just because of that one tape.
Yep.
That one good.
No, honestly, the tape wasn't even the problem. It was their TV show.
Yeah. But damn that tape.
Yeah, I know. If it didn't, it all started there. That's true. The tape never came out. Also, going back to the dad, how disturbing he is. Becca is going to need a lot of therapy because
100%.
The fact that she says goodnight to her dad and he says, say goodnight to your new mommy, and it's a fucking blow up doll. I was like, I can't.
It's just years.
Years of therapy.
And I'm like, that's why you're with the vamp. That's why you're going after the vampire.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, it really makes sense why you're going after the vampire.
Yeah. No, it.
God dang.
Explains so much.
It really does explain.
I did enjoy the amount of times Jacob just keeps being put in the friend zone.
Oh yeah.
Which I'm assuming, I guess, I don't know, like I've never read the books or seen the movies. So I'm guessing that's kind of like the love triangle or whatever.
And it starts that way and then it gets so weird.
Yep. And I like when
would you like me to tell you how weird it gets? Cause I know, cause I watched all of the movies and wanted to die.
All the pieces I've tried to put together is like memes and pictures of like a baby that's like animatronic or CGI. It's
CGI baby.
It looks terrible. I don't know. It seems terrible. Confusing.
So basically, yeah, Edward and Bella have a baby. It's the crazy CGI baby. And apparently Edward has imprinted on her. So basically in the future, as soon as she turns 18, Edward's on that shit. That's basically what it means.
Wait, hold on. Go back. Yeah,
Edward basically just calls dibs on the baby. It's just like, if I can't have Bella, I'll just go after the baby. That's the essence of it.
What the fuck?
Straight up the essence.
This was popular?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Gosh. I don't blame the Kardashians. I blame Stephanie Meyer.
Screwed it up.
And still, I blame the Kardashians too.
Yeah, the Kardashians is at fault for a lot of things.
Yep. But the Jacob friend zone thing made me chuckle a lot, especially the one where it's like, he's like trying to ask her out and everything keeps interrupting. Then the truck goes by and he has to like yell it. And she's like, I don't like to be yelled at. He's just like, son of a bitch.
I'm like, oh, poor. Like this Edward. I'm like, yeah, I feel for this Edward. The other Edward, screw this guy right here.
Right.
But at that point when you find out that you morph into a chihuahua and you do a whole entire dance routine with your other guys and it's Raining Men.
I didn't expect the dismemberment after that. That one actually took me by surprise.
That one got me too. I was like, oh shit, what the fuck?
I know. I was like, where's this going? And then they rip them apart. I was like, oh.
It's the art of confusion. Oh, perfect.
They did a good job there.
Yeah. I was confused. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Motherfucker died.
I think now that it makes sense of the craziness of like, they want to get married. Even though the actual movies are crazier. But it's just like typical, not even out of high school yet. She's going to get trucker hips and he's going to be an abusive alcoholic and 100%. All because of the dad and the blow up doll.
Damn that dad. But he was right about one thing and it was the damn Kardashians.
It was the Kardashians. He was correct.
He was.
And the times he kept getting her to like, you know, mace him and rip his mustache off. It's like, I didn't know you were going to survive. Like, what is going on? Oh.
Yeah, the dad was just a sub-character that I'm like, okay, what the?
Yeah, he was something. And they picked the right guy to do it.
They really did. That guy did a phenomenal job. And look, like, if you want to watch another dumb parody movie, like...
There's a ton of them.
Superhero movie, like, not another team movie. That one's, there's that one. Like, there's so many dumb parodies. And it's, you know, it's just fun to turn off your brain for a little bit. All right. You don't have to take anything too seriously. It's just jokes.
And no, they haven't aged well. I'm aware.
They haven't aged well.
We are aware they haven't aged well. People, it's like, oh, that's not appropriate. Yeah, I'm well aware. I know.
It's just well aware. But, you know, look past that. Funny movie.
Like, we just said Edward Cullen's a racist. On record. We're talking about the actual Twilight one with Robert Pattinson. Not Robert Pattinson himself.
No, Robert Pattinson respect. Did 100% like rise above that nuance.
Well,
that he
hated the Twilight movies.
I think everybody
and Kristen Stewart hated them too.
I think everybody who did the movie.
We're like, this is garbage.
Hated the movie.
I think Anna Kendrick said she forgot she was even in the movies.
I think, she watched the movie one night and then saw herself and then had that moment of like, oh, shit, I was in this movie. I was like, oh, Anna Kendrick, you got to love her.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, I love Anna Kendrick. Yeah. But, Robert Pattinson just being in the most recent movies that he's been in with, you know, Tenet that we've talked about. And
I was still trying to figure that one out.
Okay, that one, that takes a few watches.
you
can't watch, you know, Vampire Suck and then go watch, you know, Tenet. You're already just dumbed out at that point.
Oh, yeah, you need to recover. No, yeah.
You got to watch Tenet and then watch.
It's like you watch Vampire Suck and it's like just going on a drinking bender. You got to recover. You got to get through
that. Yeah.
Like it's kind of like that. You're not sure why, like, why'd I do this? But it's fun at the time.
Yeah, it really is. That's how that works. That's how this movie makes you feel.
Right. I have to check, because this is kind of the thing I like to do every episode now, is check Rotten Tomatoes on this, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be like a perfect score.
Oh, I already have it pulled up. Are you ready?
Oh, let me see. Oh, my God.
I had it pulled up from the start. Here we go. Done.
What?
IMDb rates it out of 10 a 3.4, and Rotten Tomatoes gives it a heinous score.
4%. Okay. 4%. I disagree. That's not.
Look, the audience score gave it 30.
That's fair.
That's fair.
I get that.
I would give it 30-35. It's dumb. It's not supposed to be taken seriously. That's what makes it funny.
You're right.
Or I'm just dumb and I find it funny. I'm like,
Yeah.
I was in the class away from my twin.
Yeah. Spoof comedies is, I guess, what they're actually called, but
yes.
4%.
4%, yeah. I'm like, yeah. Metacritic, yeah, who cares?
He gave it. No, I mean, I don't really, I don't, people live by this, not me.
Yeah. But hey, Google users, 52% like this movie.
Oh, I know that's too much of a how did this get made thing. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
The second opinions. I'm not going to look at it, though.
I'm going to look at them.
I'm going to read them.
I'm not going to talk about them.
I'm not gonna talk about it because that's too much, too close.
That's true. That's just like, hey, that's their thing.
Yeah, that's their thing. We're trying to do our own thing. We're inspired by them. We love them.
Right. We love them. If they, you know, ever get us on an episode one day, but that's wishful thinking. Who knows?
That'd be one. Oh, damn! Disaster movie got 1%. So
no, you're lying.
No, I'm looking at right here. A Big Mama's Like Father Like Son got 5%. Disaster movie got 1%.
Oh,
that's pretty bad. 20%, 21% audience. So we're gonna have to do that one.
Oh, 100%.
I feel like we're just gonna have to do like just this. We're going with theme, people. We're going spoof movies here,
dude. Spoof movie. Oh wait, there's more Twilight spinoffs.
What?
Oh, there's Breaking Wind.
Oh my God.
Oh, Breaking Wind. I just unlocked it. I've unlocked Pandora's box. We can't unclose this now.
We're gonna have to stick with this.
Oh my gosh, we can't. Oh, you know what's a great movie? Oh, what about the 41-year-old virgin who knocked up Sarah Marshall and felt super bad about it?
Oh God. Okay, now. Oh my God. Well, yeah, we're going to have to do that one, too.
Oh, wait, hold on. 18% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's okay. Better than Vampires. Like, you got to do it.
Got to do that one.
Oh, my gosh. That one's going to be crazy.
Oh, man.
It's with Brian Cullen. You know it's going to be
crazy. Oh, true. Yeah. All right.
And, wait, is that the chick from all the scary movies?
Carmen Electra?
No, it's not. It just looks like her. But
huge crush
as on much as much. Yeah, no, she's super funny. But as much as we can open and search through Pandora's box, we do have two movies that.
Well, I'm questioning my choice now because now I want to change it here. But no, I'm going to stick with the theme of spoofs and we'll go from there because I already had one picked.
Yeah, because. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't picked it up, we're going to do like something that's more nostalgic on one end.
And then shit.
And then something that was just either purposely terrible and making fun of something or just something that they wanted it to be something and it's just
not work.
It did not
work. And so far with this season, we are going with shit.
We're going with shit.
Good shit, though. Like taking a dump at work.
Stan Helsing. Oh, man. Okay.
Stan Helsing. No, I remember about Stan Helsing. I don't think I've watched it, but.
Okay. Nope. I'm closing Pandora's box. I have the power.
We've got time. We're going to go through these fucking movies.
We're going to go.
We're going to have to do those.
We're going to have to.
You know what? This is a happy accident. You recommend a movie that didn't actually exist, and then we watch one that did.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm still going to stand on my ground, and I will die on this hill.
And if anyone's listening, if you can comment and tell me and confirm with Justin that this movie exists, because I couldn't find it.
I swear to God. I was
this
there,
This can't
man.
Be real. Llamageddon, that can't be real.
And Alpocalypse, if you've seen that too, I haven't seen it, but that still defends me in some way. God dang.
Well, would you, honestly, really quick before we finish up here, I would say that the ending made me chuckle. I really enjoyed the ending of Vampire Suck. When it was like, Team Jacob, bitch. I actually like that.
That was great.
I was like, that was worth it.
Yeah.
Like, that was worth it.
The whole entire thing. Yeah. That made it. Gosh, dang.
My thought on this, if you want a dumb parody movie, watch Not Another Teen Movie instead. But this is, if you hate Twilight and you like spoof comedies, this is pretty solid.
This is a solid one, you know, and if you take part in, you know, the green medicine, and this is a movie that is also phenomenal on that, or so I've heard.
Studies.
Records say, you know, it, honestly, come
study
on.
Study show.
I've
had a crap day. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Me too. I totally forgot to write down the movie that I was. I was like, I had it. And I was like, I'll remember it.
This is like a talk at the bar without spilling beer. It's all over.
It really is. It's all over.
I'm okay with it.
Great. I'm all right with it. I forgot to write it down. All right.
Do you remember it? Because I'll go first.
You go first.
Okay. So my recommendation for next week, quote unquote, next week, whenever the next episode gets uploaded, people.
Ladies and gentlemen, all right.
We're busy. I recommend Not Another Teen Movie because the vampires suck. Yeah. We'll get us started with this. We'll go with spoops for a while. I think that's a good theme.
Okay.
So I'm going
theme.
With the quintessential.
I'm not mad
about it. Nope.
Okay. Not Another Teen Movie. All right. I finally remembered what movie we were going to do. And it's now definitely laughing because it is a switch up for real.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It is a.
If you say Schindler's List, I'm going to be very mad.
No, but it's on the list.
Oh, what?
Did I pull from Blockbuster? No, I'm kidding.
That's a good way to do it. Pull the Blockbuster cards.
Yeah, that's it. That's the movie. But no, the movie that we will be watching as well with Not Another Teen Movie, and what a pair, Good Will Hunting.
Oh, my God.
Because that is a pair of movies that we are watching.
I'm going to have to say, I got to have time in between. And I'm excited if I watch the dumb one first or go with Good Will Hunting.
I feel like you got to watch the dumb one first.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, no. This one hits, especially with Robin Williams. Rest in peace.
Oh, God, don't. Why did you pick this one?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Robin Williams with one of the greatest monologues ever. Sure. Okay.
About, you know, loving your partner and, you know, all that. So, yeah. It's great.
Never judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. Just all these good, you know, relationship advice things and perception. Yeah. Such a good movie.
You mean the speech, the scene that I rewatch every once in a while, just that scene, just when I need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that scene.
That movie with Not Another Teen Movie.
Yep.
All right. Well, this is what we're doing.
I chose it. I was like,
okay. It's not your fault. I mean,
you were like, hey, nostalgia, and it's a good movie. I was like, dude, I love Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, no, that's the cat. That's the criteria for the first, our first movie that we talk about is we want to talk about one that's good and nostalgic for us. That's something that's meaningful, and then go with the dog shit. But not another teen movie is dog shit. Not really, in my opinion, but it's meaningful to me.
And that's what matters.
That I watched it as a kid, and now I realize I probably shouldn't watch that one. You know, there's a, lot of stories like that, people.
We're gonna rat ourselves out, ladies and gentlemen. Do not judge us.
I'm sure there's people like, he needs help. This is a cry for help.
These two need therapy.
Yeah.
As much as
we're fine.
Becca needs therapy.
Oh my God, Becca. Yeah, that's poor Becca.
Oh, poor Becca. It's not that bad, all right? We just watched a terrible movie. Okay, listen. Adult Swim was a thing, guys.
Adult Swim. We watched Adult Swim too.
Look, you were either the guy who listened to the warning that says, this is about to switch to something that's not safe for kids, put them away. If you either listen to that or you're like, all right, we're going to find a way around it and we're going to watch it.
We're definitely going to just watch it when the parents are asleep.
Yeah. And then, you know, have that, you know, recap button to where it can jump to that other channel or the channel switch button. You were just on.
Oh, yeah. You always had it set.
Always had it ready. It was in your hands. You didn't let go. You were relaxed. And when you heard walking, boom.
Or if you had it on Cinemax at late at nights, and then you hear like your stepdad move, switch. Oh, I was watching cartoons.
Just like, you really watch this stuff and you're just like Dora the Explorer and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Especially at 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 9:30 at 10 o'clock. I really want to let Dora know that
I worry about Swiper.
Honestly. Honestly, it's on the list. The live action Dora the Explorer for the shit movie.
I thought you were gonna say like one of the Cinemax movies I used to watch. I'm like, Justin, I don't really want to watch that and talk about that with those movies.
No. Definitely not. God dang.
I mean, that obviously fall under good and nostalgia category.
Right.
I watched it for the storylines.
Absolutely.
That's it.
That's it. My God.
Revealed too much.
Just like the, we need to get out of here. Like
we gotta go.
We gotta go.
All right.
Like, we've been here too long. There were too many drinks there.
We've been cut off.
Just like, I gotta call you an Uber. I gotta call us an Uber.
To quote the great Rafi from the league, gotta put $7 with a hooba stank and get out.
Yeah.
Jukebox.
The league is crazy.
Oh man, that's a great show. That is one that I know that one is not appropriate anymore either.
Oh, not at all. No. No, not at all. And you were like, why haven't you watched it? It's a good show.
It's a great show. What are you talking about?
And I watched it.
I laugh all the time. Granted, I know it probably says a lot about me.
Just like, gosh dang, there were so many things y'all protected me from, and now I'm seeing it, and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm like, but. Jesus ways, but there were some things that you guys didn't.
Oh God, no, I wasn't protected either. I mean, we could talk about, we can do all the movies I watched as a kid when I shouldn't have, when we rented it from Crazy Mike's Video and Dad would be at work. We could do all those movies and you'll see what I was exposed to.
No, say one movie right now for me and the people that are listening.
Oh, one movie right now.
Yeah. Like
one of the movies I used to watch. With Ju-on, the Japanese version of The Grudge was one.
Okay, that was, yeah.
Oh, we talked about that. One called Zombie, which was an Italian version of a zombie movie that was ultra-violent. Another one was 10,000 Maniacs, about this couple that arrives at some small town in middle nowhere with a bunch of cannibals. Death Race 2000.
Oh, Death Race,
The original.
Oh my gosh.
Chopping Mall, obviously. Classic.
Yeah,
we talked
about that one.
Highlander.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, geez Louise. I'm just thinking like shit that I was exposed to. Like,
I know.
Ju-on,
right? Oh, you.
Like Ju-on, I was exposed to that. Like The Ring.
I guess this is probably why they have movie ratings. But
yeah. Did we ever listen? No.
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 Just like, all right, here's my life. Just watching a freaking like psychological horror set in a mental asylum about killer ghosts and stuff. I'm like, this is my life now.
Yep.
Just like, I never want to go to a hospital ever again. Just like, I will die. I'd much rather die naturally than that.
Yeah.
For God's sake. But. All right, it's last call. We need to get out of
here. Yes, we do. Okay.
All righty, ladies.
So that's it for today. Make sure, like, follow our website. It's the link in Spotify or whatever you're using. Tell us if you comment and let us know ones that we should watch next. And if you're playing Clue, never trust Professor Plum. He's always up to something.
He really is. Like, safe bet is... just vote Professor Plum.
Yep.
Just get him out of there.
Yep. He just definitely did it. That.
He definitely did. All right. See you next time, movie nerds.
All right, everyone. Bye.